racism has really taken a huge uptick in this country.
Pooja Datta is a 29-year-old political activist from the Columbus area.
I personally have had several people attack me on my race.
Datta is also a first-generation Indian American whose parents were immigrants to the U.S. from Calcutta.
I had somebody walk past me and say, you know, my people need jobs in this country too, because I think I look like I was going to a job interview. Like, your people don't need jobs. Your people get out of this country. My people need jobs.
Datta, who created the progressive group Ohio Revolution, says this is why it's important for people of color to play a role in the political world and voice their opinions. The Southern Poverty Law Center did a survey that found an increase in bullying and harassment in schools. They labeled it the Trump effect, linking it to the anti-immigration sentiment that Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump has used since the beginning of his campaign. Support for Trump among minority voters is low. The latest Quinnipiac numbers show that in a two-way race, Democrat Hillary Clinton is polling with 73% of support from people of color, while Trump is getting 21% of that vote. Jose Mas, a criminal defense attorney in Columbus who counsels the Ohio Hispanic Coalition, says Trump disqualified himself on day one of his campaign when he referenced Mexican immigrants as rapists and murderers.
It's not an issue of, oh, I am going to build a wall. That's not the problem. The problem is that he identifies individuals, personally sometimes, or broad groups, as representing a threat to the nation.
Mas, who himself is an immigrant from Cuba, would rather hear about the issues he believes will move the country forward. For him, this includes creating a single-payer health care program, more protections for workers, and immigration reform. In stark contrast to Mas is Gary De Leon of Columbus, who has been a Trump fan for decades. De Leon, who's Mexican and Spanish-American, is irritated by the notion that he should vote for someone other than Trump just because of his descent.
I find that a wall is necessary. I think they've allowed too many people in America that are stealing the American jobs from the American people. So if Mr. Trump can build a wall, more power to him.
The Pew Research Center shows that Hispanic Americans make up 12% of the electorate. African Americans make up another 12%, and Asian Americans bring in another 4%. Latoya Peterson works to engage minorities and encourage them to participate and vote through the Columbus Urban League Young Professionals. Peterson, who's African American, says the issues that speak to people of color are the same that would connect with any middle-class American. However, she says neither Trump nor Clinton have done a good enough job speaking to those issues.
I don't think they've appealed to minorities. I don't think that they've had real policy issues and plans to correct women not being, you know, paid equally, women not having a seat at the board table. So I think when they start getting really specific and looking at local politics and local neighborhoods, they'll start going in the right direction.
Plus, according to Peterson, it's one thing to pander to minorities during election season. It's another to get to work on those issues after the votes are counted. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.